Eric Schoenberg is the managing editor of Money Magazine, and it's the August issue in which this quiz appears, and you're here to tell us what we might find out. Why is it so important to come up with your money personality type?
Well, you know, because people are just not rational about money. You can't just say, well, you're always going to do the smart thing because you'll think it through. Instead, the way you handle money is governed by behavior patterns, by irrational thought, by your emotions. And so knowing the kind of prejudices that you go into money decisions with will help you make the right decision and avoid the same old mistakes.
Okay, so after you take this quiz, you should find out if you're a guardian, and that's this discipline is the key to security. Is guardian the best thing to be?
Well, it's the one that most people are, most Americans are. Is it the best thing to be? Well, you know, like all money types, there are good sides and bad sides. You have a lot of self-discipline if you're a guardian. Financial security matters a lot to you. On the other hand, you're likely to be a little too conservative and make choices that don't get you. Sometimes you have to take risk in the market to get ahead.
Exactly. And if you get mostly C's, if you answered mostly C's to our short pop quiz there, you are a guardian. On to the next one. The next personality type is an idealist. And I think that's probably what I am, because money just isn't the top priority.
That's right. You're more concerned with helping other people. And that's a good thing, too, for lots of reasons. And for doing fun stuff, that matters a lot, too. But, you know, and that is a good thing. It's also a good financial thing, because if you're not that concerned about money, you're not chasing every squiggle of the stock market and making decisions based on really short-term things. On the other hand, if you don't have a financial plan, you may not reach your goals. So it's something you want to pay attention to.
Okay, so if you answered mostly B's, you are an idealist. Okay, what's next, Brian? I couldn't hear you. Artisans. This is interesting. Artisans, which I wouldn't figure to be a money personality type. So if you answered mostly A's, you're an artisan. What is an artisan?
Artisans are people who are, they're willing to take risks. They go on gut instinct a lot. That's a pretty good thing, too, sometimes, because you can, if you're willing to take risks, you buy a lot of stocks, and that's the sort of thing that you do that works out for you in the long run. On the other hand, artisans are not the type to do a serious long-term financial plan, and so they sometimes have to put things into place like automatic savings plans so that they get that kind of regular financial planning thing going.
Well, that is now, a Carol, good idea. Okay, rational. What, Chad?
Now, if you said A to one of those questions, that was the one that said that you strongly agree that financial advisors are, you know, are great, or whatever that question, that term was, right?
I think so. I can't remember, though.
Okay, right.
But
that's right.
Good point. Oh, Eric's saying, you're right, Chad. Chad's always right, isn't he? Kind of makes me nauseated sometimes. If you answered mostly D's, you're a rational personality money type. That seems to me the best way to be.
Well, it has its strengths and it has its weaknesses, too. Rationals believe that cool reason prevails, and it means that you take a lot of satisfaction out of putting complex financial plans into place, and that's a good thing for obvious reasons. The bad side is that you tend to think that you can outsmart the market. And the market is not a rational place. And so sometimes that can get you into trouble.
Eric Schoenberg from Money Magazine, thank you very much. And if you want to know more, if you want to take this quiz, it's in Money Magazine in the August issue. And you can learn a lot about yourself and possibly make yourself some money, too.